my front porch by the table there. I'll check it at home.
And you call, and you'll let me know when it's ready? Okay.
Okay, we left off with several questions still outstanding. So we'll finish the Mishnah now. Going back to the Mishnah, we had a long discussion about what's the din of Shmiras HaMikdash. What's the halach of watching the Beis HaMikdash? So we'll just read this quickly, the first part of the Mishnah as well. The Mishnah said, B'shloishim ha'koymiz kanam shemim Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaFtinis. That's where they made the Ketores, Beis HaNitzit, Beis HaMoikot. And in the Beis HaMoikot, that's where they had the fires burning, and some say it was because it was the Beis HaNitzitz was because it was opened up to the other areas. So the Mishnah says, Beis HaMit, Beis HaFtinis, Beis HaNitzitz, Hoyu Aliyas. They were built on elevations. According to many of the Rishonim, this was to eliminate the Kedushas Hazara, so the Kahanim should be able to sit there. And then we had the Ravid, who disagreed with that. He said that it did have Kedushas HaMikdash, and in spite of that, they were allowed to sit there. We explained what the Ravid Shita was based on. The Mishnah then says, "Varoivim shomrim sham," and this we didn't answer, because according to the Mefarish, the Roivim were actually Ketanim. They were actually less than 13 years old. So the question of the Mishnah Melech was, in Perek Ches of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, how are they able to watch if they're Ketanim? If Shmiras HaMikdash is a mitzvah, how could they take the role of watching the Beis HaMikdash on A B'chlal? They're not, they can't do the mitzvah. And B, they can't be shluchim. The mitzvah's on Klal Yisrael. They can't be our messengers. They're not a katnis, not a bar shlichas. That was a Mishlamach's question. Some Rishonim learn when it says youngsters, it means over 13, below the age of 20. Because a kohen normally does avoid at age 20. Then obviously it's not a problem. Because once a boy is over bar mitzvah, he's in the parasha mitzvahs. He could be a shlich, he could do mitzvahs. So you don't have a problem. Again, we didn't get back to that yet, but that was the problem of the Mishnah Melech, to understand the Shita here of the Mefarish and the other Rishonim, who learned that it's a youngster, below Bar Mitzvah. The Mishnah said Beis HaMoikot was a kippah, was built either, we brought down a Machlekes Rishonim, either was built on an elevation, it was kippah meaning built, it was elevated, or some learned the room was shaped in an arch, so it was really the top of the room, and they actually watched on the floor of the Beis HaMoikot. Bayis Gadol Hoya, it was a large room. It had four lishkas, four smaller rooms open to it. And it also had another characteristic that it was mukaf bereivdin shel evan. It was surrounded by protrusions of stone, like step-like. The wall was built like steps, so that the Ziknei Beis Av, the elders of the Beis Av, Yishenim Shem. Some learned that the Ziknei Beis Av were part of the Shmira, and they had Maftechas Azor B'yodim, they had the keys of the Azor. Pirchei Kohuna, these are the young Kohanim that already reached the age of Avoda. So they would be over there, they would also be there, and they wouldn't be resting. Pirchei Kohuna are the ones that were ready to do Avoda the following day. Ish ksusay ba'aretz, they had their garments on the floor. V'loy hoyu yishenim bevigdei kodesh, they didn't sleep with the bigdei kohuna, those that were sleeping. Ela poishtim umekaplim umanichim oisam tachas v'sheim, they put it under their heads. The Gemara is going to say it wasn't under their heads, because that would have been two problems. Problem number one, bigdei kohuna is also bahanoa, als me'ila behegdish. And problem number two is kilayim, if you hold it's kilayim, being nana from the kilayim. So the Gemara makes it a kimta, means near their heads. Umiskasin b'ksusatzim. Now we brought down a machloikas 2 weeks ago, whether the kohanim that watched in the Beis HaMikdash had to wear the bigdei kohuna. The Rambam learned that they actually have to wear bigdei kohuna while they're watching. And other Rishonim argue. According to the Rambam, when it says they didn't sleep with their own begadim, it means those that were sleeping. The ones that were watching did wear the bigdei kohanim. And the ones that were sleeping did not. And the ones that were sleeping, l'chara, weren't makayim the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash while they were sleeping. In fact, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and it's also mashma like that from the Ravid in the Mishnah, learns that these were shifts. So the ones that were sleeping were actually not being makayim any mitzvah. They were just on call, where they would, while the others were watching, they were sleeping. When the others woke up, when the ones that were sleeping woke up, they became shendim. The other ones went to sleep. The Ravid learns that way as well. But we'll see, I have a diak from some of the Rishonim that even the sleeping Kohanim were Makayim. Mitzvah of Shmira, you have to know what kind of Shmira is that if they're sleeping. Okay, so we left off, like I said, we had a problem of the Ketanim, which we discussed and we didn't really get back to. We had another problem that since we had two components to the Shmiras HaMikdash that we discussed, one was for the structure, Palatron Shel Melech, which is the way most of the Rishonim learn, including the Rambam. Palatron Shel Melech, the palace of a king, shouldn't be without Shomrim. Even though we're not afraid of Ganovim or anything, it's due respect for the Palatron Shel Melech that there should be Shomrim there at all times. And then there was another opinion, which is the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim, and the Vilna Gaon by us in the beginning of the Masechta, the Gaon is Agoyas, that the mitzvah Shmira was actually for practical reasons, so Tmeim should not enter the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a practical element. So the Avnei Nezer, we spoke about the Avnei Nezer, and Rav Eliashiv, they both bring up the issue then there should be a Din Shmira even today. If you learn the Shmira is Alts Palatron, Shul Melech Alts Kovet, you can arguably say that since there's no structure, so there's no Palatron Shel Melech. So therefore there's no din to watch. If the watching is part of the structure, and we actually want to say that these two components is why Shmiras HaMikdash is split in two Masechtas, in our Masechta and in Maseches Midas. The way we explained it was that Maseches Midas is talking about the structure. That's the mitzvah Shmira, that's Maseches Tomid. And then, in Maseches Midas, in Maseches Tomid, which is dealing primarily with Avodah, the reason why I bring Shmiras HaMikdash is because it's talking about the other component, which was the din of Avodah, which is watching that Tmeim shouldn't come in. That's part under the banner of Avodah. The Minchas Chinuch, actually, when he discusses whether Shmiras HaMikdash is an Avodah or not, he uses the fact that according to some Rishonim, they use Ketanim as a proof that it wasn't an Avodah. In Mitzvah Shin Pei Ches, the Minchas Chinuch uses that. Now, to me, I don't know what he gained by that. Because whatever issue we have, the Mishlo Melech has, with using Ketanim, it's the same problem. If you learn it's a separate mitzvah, you have the same problem. How could you use a Ketanim? If you learn it's part of the mitzvah, it's part of Avodah, how could you use a Ketanim? I don't know why we gain anything. A Ketanim is possible for Avodah, but a Ketanim is possible for all mitzvahs. It's not just for Avodah. So I don't know what the Minchas Chinuch gains by saying that if it's a din of Avodah, how did they use a cup? And if it's not a din of Avodah? But it's a mitzvah. The bottom line is, it's still a mitzvah, and a cotton's not a bar mitzvah. So the same reason why can't he do Avodah? Because it's a mitzvah. That's why can't he do Avodah? Till 20, that's the age when they start doing Avodah. I'm talking about between 13 and 20. Right, then we don't have a problem. That all the Rishonim agree, between 13 and 20 you could do Shmira. Why? Because he's a bar mitzvah. It's chayv in mitzvahs. So that's why he should be able to do Shmira. Whether it's an avoid or it's not an avoid. And under 13, he's not. And the main issue that the Mishnah Melech has is that he's not a bar of shlichas. It's interesting. The Mishnah Melech's main problem is how could a... Yeah, I'll read it to you. It's in Perek Ches and Luchos Beis Abchir. His problem is, how could a Kohen do it? He's not a Bar Shlichus. He says, "Ketanim einem bnei mitzvah, ve'einem bnei shlichus, sheyecholim lasis b'shvileinu." Reb Chaim Kirievsky, soll gesund sein, in his Sefer on Egla Rufe, he wants to say that the reason why they were able to use Ketanim, but again, this doesn't get around the key issue, as far as Shlichus. He wants to learn that the mitzvah Shmira wasn't like a mitzvah on the guf. It was a mitzvah that should happen. On Klal Yisrael, no, but the mitzvah on Klal Yisrael was that it should happen. Not that that person should be our messenger. Just very similar to where Rav Kiva Eger, which we often bring as a raya to such a concept, Rav Kiva Eger in Avodah Zorah, Daf Chav Zayin, we use this for Mishloach Manos too. The Chassam Sofer uses this concept for Mishloach Manos. Because by Mishloach Manos, you know, it's a big shaila if you could use a cup. Most people use ketanim to deliver Shloach Manos. So the Chassam Sofer, exactly monkey. The Chassam Sofer says that you could even use a monkey. He says the mitzvah is it should get there. The mitzvah is not, it's not pshat, I have a mitzvah to deliver it. And now the delivery person is acting as, it's very negil halach, because today some people use UPS. According to the Chassam Sofer, it's kosher. According to Chassam Sofer, you send a package with UPS. Mutel. Michel is saying over the story of the Satmar Rebbe. It's a Maisa Shehoya. That the Satmar Rebbe, one of the Chassidim, this is in the old days, when the Satmar Rebbe was in Williamsburg, one of the Chassidim delivered the Mishloach Manos to the Rebbe. He was dressed like a monkey. And he knocked on the door. It was quieter days then in Williamsburg, where people were able to go to the Rebbe and deliver Mishloach Manos. And the Rebbe was inside, and the Gabbai opens the door. And the Gabbai sees a guy dressed like a monkey. He said, Ad Khan, you know, this is not covered. He said, I'm sorry, can't give to the Rebbe Mishloach Manos. So the Rebbe saw from the distance, he screams, this is the Chassam Sofer. Because the Chassam Sofer in Gittin, when he says a cotton is kosher, he says even a monkey would be kosher. The monkey's kosher for Mishloach Manos. Reb Kiva Eger uses the same lashon in Avodah Zorah, Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara has a discussion if a goy is kosher to do a bris milah. And the whole issue in the Gemara there is whether he's a kosher mile or not a kosher mile. The Gemara doesn't deal with the main issue, l'chaira, which is how can he be a shlich? For the father? If it's a cotton, he's a shlich of the father. If a person is having the goy do a bris to himself, he's a shlich of you. So Reb Kiva Eger says, it's not a problem, because the mitzvah is to be gemalt. He says the mitzvah is to be gemalt. And if the father would arrange with a monkey, if a monkey were kosher mile, and there was a trained monkey, or today they have, David could give us a whole lesson on this, they have robotic surgery. Right? It's very popular now, robotic surgery. So they say it's better than, in certain areas, it's better than you than having a human being do it, in certain ways. So Lamaisa, technically, Reb Kiva Eger is saying, if it would be kosher, again, if it would be kosher, it's a big question mark. That's the Gemara. Kiva Eger says that's why the Gemara in Avodah Zorah is only dealing with, is a guy a kosher mile or not? If he's a kosher mile, we don't need shlichus. That's all included in the shaila of the Gemara, but the point of Reb Kiva Eger is that the mitzvah is to see to it that the bris happens.
That's why father doesn't have to formally.
That's why, according to Reb Kiva Eger, doesn't have to make him into a shliach. And the truth is, the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin uses the same idea to answer why a woman needs a pasuk to be potter from doing the bris for her son. All the Rishonim ask, it's a mitzvah aseh shazman gromit. You can only do it by day, on the eighth day. So Tosfos is the kavan, they will ask the kavan. So the Tosfos Rid says it's not zman gromah. The mitzvah is not cutting. The mitzvah is to arrange. That mitzvah is bayayim, balayla. The mitzvah of the father is not cutting the arla. It's to make all of the arrangements that it should occur. So you could call the moil at night too. So that's the, so this is all the, so Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zola Gizun Zayin, he wants to learn the mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash of our Mishnah is a mitzvah that the Shmira should happen. And therefore, even if a kid's a cotton, it's also okay. But again, that goes back to the same question. If it's a mitzvah, it's a covet. I mean, if it would only be ketanim, it would be a problem, but you have a whole entourage of shomrim. The cotton wasn't, you weren't entrusting the cotton himself. He was part of the, Well, that's what we're trying to say. The din Shmiras HaMikdash is Kohanim and Levim. You can't even use Israel. No, but it's not a question of result. Here is a result. The result is that it's watched. That's the result. The mitzvah is that it should be watched. The Jewish people should make sure that the Mikdash is watched. Yeah, but via Kohanim. The Torah still prescribed who could do it. But the point is, the problem we still have, it doesn't have to be a result like Mila. It has to be, what does the Torah want? The Torah wants this situation. The Torah wants that the Mikdash should be watched. And the Torah is telling Klal Yisrael, you make sure that there's a watching by the Mikdash. Not you watch and then you get somebody to do it for you. The Talmud, the Torah says, you know, tells Klal Yisrael, as Korboni Lachmi Li'ishai, you should be makriv it. And now the coin is Ashlich. That's a big difference. Korban Pesach, the Torah said, Shech the Korban Pesach. You can't do it, make a Shlich to do it. But here the Torah said, the mitzvah of the Mikdash should be watched. So it's watched. That's Reb Chaim's way of understanding. But again, Sayyidim in Cheschinach, calling it a non-avoid, Say Reb Chaim, saying that you don't need Shlichas, we still have the problem, L'chore the problem, that they're not B'nai Mevid Mitzvah in them. So whatever the mitzvah is, Shmiras HaMikdash is a mitzvah, the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah and a lois asay, not watching the Mikdash. So clearly that you should need a bar chiyuva to perform that, to perform the Shmiras HaMikdash. Okay. Now, as far as the mitzvah Shmira Bizman Hazeh, which the Davni Nezer holds there should be, and Rav Eliashiv holds there should be a din Shmira, since the Kedushas HaMikdash is there even today. According to the Rambam, the way we paskin, that the Kedushas Mikdash is there even today. The Rambam says there's a Chiv Koras to go to the Makom HaMikdash Bituma. There's a Chiv Koras Bizman Hazeh. So why shouldn't there be a din Shmira to make sure nobody goes there? So, as I mentioned, there are those who held attacker that they should be telling the soldiers. Maybe should have Kohanim soldiers. And they should be told to be a kind of mitzvah. But Lamais, it's absent from any of the Rishonim. In fact, the Chinuch says clearly that the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash is Noyeg Bizman Bifnei Habayis. It's only Noyeg Bizman Habayis. So for that, I do have a little bit of an approach which would answer this kash. If we look at the Rambam in Beis HaBchira, so the Rambam says that even when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, there's a chiyuv to treat the Beis HaMikdash with respect. Moira Mikdash. Moira Mikdash is even Bizman Hazeh. And the Rambam brings a special pasuk. Why today, even today, you have to still have fear for the Mokom HaMikdash. The Rambam reads here, this is in Perek Zion, Halacha Zion, Beis HaBchira. Af al pi shehamikdash hayom chorav ba'avoneseinu. Says the Rambam, even though the Mikdash today is destroyed in our Averis, chayiv odom b'moira. He's chayiv to fear the place. Kiderech shoyonoyeg b'binyona. The way you had to fear it when it was standing. And then he says, you can't sit, lo yeshev, you can't sit in the Azara, lo yakel roishay, keneged shar mizrach. Now, this seems to be simple, because once the Rambam Shita is, that the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokom HaMikdash still has Kedusha till today, so of course. But for some reason, the Rambam goes to a whole new place, brings a new Pasuk and a new Drasha. The Rambam says, Shenema, you have to keep my Shabbos and you have to fear my Mikdash. My Shabbos li'olam af moir Mikdash li'olam. Even just like Shabbos is forever, moir Mikdash is also forever. That's the Rambam. I mean, this is really almost verbatim the sugya in Yevamos Davov, with comparing the moir Mikdash to Shabbos. That's the So the Aruch Lener in Yevamos says, I don't get it. Why, according to the Rambam, do you need another pasuk to say you have to fear the Mikdash? It's included in the regular. The Rambam already says, if you go Beis HaMikdash today, you have Karas, if you tell me, has Kedusha. It's very, very strange. So we'll see this. So the if we look taka in the sugya of Zvachim, it seems to be that there are two kedushas to the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be very relevant to us and Tomit, because first of all, you have a general problem. The Gemara says clearly, bo pritzim v'chilaluah, that when the goyim came to Beis HaMikdash, they were mechalal. They made it into chulin. In fact, that's how they get around the issue. How did the oil, the time of the chashmonaim, how did the oil become tomei? The Gemara says, mashke beimat b'chaya dochen. The Gemara in Pesachim Tazayim, that the liquid of the Beis HaMikdash is not makabel tumah, as long as it's in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Achroinim ask, mashke beimat b'chaya dochen. So how is v'timu kol hashmonaim? It's a great question. According to the opinion in Pesachim that says the liquids of Beis HaMikdash not makabel tumah, how did it become tumah? So the Stipler gives a simple answer, which some of the early Achronim have said, and that is bo pritzim v'chilulua. The goyim came in, they took over the Azara. The Azara lost its kedusha. It lost its kedusha, so now the oil did become tumah. So everybody asks, how does that go along with the Rambam? That the Mikdash always has Kiddush. Afilu b'chubonai. So we have, on the one hand, we have the Rambam. Not just the Rambam, the sugyas that go like that. On the other hand, we have bo pritzim v'chilalua. That when the pritzim came, Beis HaMikdash v'machal. So really, if you look here in Zvachim, the Gemara says, nekar even min koimai. This is very interesting, the Gshayla the Gemara has. The Gemara in Zvachim chavdalet has a shaila, if one of the stones of the floor gets uprooted, does that place have kedusha? If I avoid it? Of course. What's the question? The Gemara has a shaila, the Gemara shaila. My komi boile, ki kodesh David, this is daf chavdal ramad aleph in zvach, ki kodesh David ritzbel yoyna kodesh. When David gave kedusha, did he give kedusha only to the top layer? Top layer? Oidilma says the Gemara, Ad la'aris tohoim ha'kodesh. He gave Kiddush all the way down. And therefore, even though the stone of the Azara got lifted up, the Kiddush is still there. This is up to Gemara. Very difficult Gemara. So, Toisus, first of all, it's very hard to understand that there wouldn't be Kiddush. The Rambam is saying, even today there's Kiddush is on Kiddush. There's no floor, there's nothing. Of course there's Kiddush. Well, what kind of question is that? You're allowed to go to a betumah if the floor of the Azara is not there. That's a pelanif. What's going on? Even the Ravid, who holds that today you could go to the Makom HaMikdash midaraisa, it's only because there's no more kedusha, not because there's no floor. So Tosis right here asks a different question. He says, we find that David HaMelech gave kedusha. The Gemara here is saying, ki kodesh David. And then we find the Gemara says that Shlomo gave Kedusha. It says clearly in the Novi that Shlomo was Mekadosh the Bias. So what's going on? What do you mean David Kiddush? Says even the Pasuk in Melachim says clearly, Kiddush HaMelech as HaChotzer. Shlomo Melech gave Kedusha. Now if we look at Rambam, let me go back to that Rambam. The Rambam also says the same thing. Here's Dr. Rambam, HaKiddush Hoya Al Yedei Shlomo. It was through Shlomo Melech. The Radvaz Taka asks. The Radvaz right here on the Rambam says, HaRei Shlomo, HaEchos of Shlomo Kiddush HaBayis, HaGemor B'Zochem Koma Ki Kodesh David Ritz Bel Yena Kodesh. That's his question. Anyway, so really, there's a, I think, a relatively simple answer. There's two in Yonim of Kiddush. One is a kedusha of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's kedushas hamakom. The place has kedusha, not just the structure. Right? So Bo Pritzim v'chilalua means when the Pritzim came in, they took away the Kedusha from the structure. They needed to make a new chinuch of the structure. Okay. But the Kedusha's hamakim, that didn't change. That was still there. The Kedusha's hamakim was still there. The din of mashke beimad b'chaya dochen, that's a din when the Beis HaMikdash is a functioning Mikdash, the liquids in Beis HaMikdash are makabel to me. Both priests in the chilalua, they took away the Kedusha of the structure. So that's why the oil became dumb. Now the Rambam is very geschmack. Moira Mikdash is from the structure of the Mikdash. We wouldn't know that based on Kedusha. Comes the Pasuk and says, Vahashimoisi es Mikdashchem. And Eshapsayse Tishmoigu, the Torah now says that you should know the dinim of the structure of fearing the structure of the Mikdash is even b'chubanai. You need a new pasuk for that. Without a pasuk, we would attach the halach of Moira not to the kedusha of the ground, but to the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. And once the structure is not there, it would make sense. Once it's not a functioning Mikdash, so now there's no interference. Comes the Rambam and he says, no, afal pi ken. Those places that used to have the Azorah and the Chol, you have to still have a Moira. That's the way to explain this. So you could say, if that's the case, getting back to our Mishnah, the Din Shmira is only on a functioning Mikdash. It's brought down in Maseches Midas, and it's brought down over here. It's all part of a functioning Beis HaMikdash. It was part of the Avodah, it was the Ziknei Beis Av, it was part of the running of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't just based on the Kedushas HaMokum. See, even what I'm trying to say is that whether even if you're going to say that what they were watching from was both Palatia and it was also Fetumah, but it was all under the guise of the Mikdash. And so once the Mikdash is Mechulal, even though there's Kedushas HaMokum, that would be the simple way to explain it. Right. I can't say, no, he's isolating it. What he's basically saying is that since the Rambam says it's in order that Tmeim shouldn't go there, so today you have the same problem. Right, but I'm just saying that the Din Shmira that was given was attached. It also makes sense, why was the Shmiras HaMikdash given over to the Anshei Mishmar? There should be a year round, like, should be more of a gizbar, meaning certain jobs in the Beis HaMikdash were year-round, wasn't Anshei Mishmar, okay? So, a Gizbar, he was a Gizbar year-round. The Mamuna was a Mamuna year-round, right? Then you had the Mishmar, Anshei Mishmar, that came to do Avodah. Every week was a different family of Kohanim that came to do Avodah. Now, if the Din Shmira was purely on the Mokum, okay, then it should be attached to the Anshei Mishmar. There should be people that have a job. It's a Mikdash job. It should be included in the Gizborim, Amalkalim. It should be included in the regular, in the year-round maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. The Teretz says it was attached to the Avodah. And that's what I want to get to. I'm going to get to this further. But it was attached to the Avodah. The Shmiras HaMikdash wasn't an independent, whether it was Palatrin, whether it was Al Tum of the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, it was an extension to the duties of the Kohanim that were working that week in the Beis HaMikdash as part of their Seder Avodah, that it should get done. That was part of their Seder Avodah. Okay, so the Mishnah says like this. We do.
Well, the mice, I mean, there's a mosque there. There's Arabs going there. So,
I mean,
why can't it just be a
Balabatish
thing?
We don't have a
Din
Shmir. We are in control. We're in control of every Jew that walks there. We don't have to watch the Arabs. We have no Din to watch the Arabs. Even Bizman Abayas, we had no Din to watch the Arabs.
They could have allowed a Goy to walk in the base of the
Technically, yes. Meaning the Rambam is saying the Tumeim that are not allowed to go there. I'm saying the Tumeim. So, but that's the whole kasha of Rav Eliashiv. Als Kovod is not a problem anyway. Als Kovod, there wouldn't be a din today to do it anyway. It's not a palat in Shomelach. So it's anyway, Rav Eliashiv is only coming and the Avnei Nezer are coming Shmir from Tuma. Okay. Mishnah says, Ira keri le'echod mehem. If somebody becomes Tomei, yoytze v'hoylich loy b'mesibay lechaz tachas habira. They would go in the tunnel. There was like a tunnel made for this purpose, where they would go under the structure. That mechila did not have kedusha. V'neiris deloike mikana mikana. There were candles to let the person be able to see where he's going. Atche megila beisat tefila. U'medura hayasham. There was a medura for the client to warm up. U'beis kisei shel kovod. There was beis kisei there. They needed a beis kisei because you can't be toivel from carry without first going to the beis kisei. If a person goes to the mikveh and then goes to Meraglayim, the tefillah doesn't work. Tefillah from Kerry requires first, you know, urination. So if they would, that's why there was a Beis HaKisei there. And then, it goes through the details here. Matzin, why, Ve'ezu, Kvazel, Kvoide, what was it called? Matzin, no, B'yadu Shei Shemodim, Pasuach, Yadu Shei Shemodim. In those days, a private bathroom was actually something special. Yorad V'Toval, all of an istapik v'neschamim k'neged amedur. So the Maril Diskin brings a raya from the Mishnah. Mishnah goes through all the details. I mean, Mishnah have to tell you this. The guy went to the mikveh, then he got up and he dried himself, then he went to the fire. So the Maril Diskin says that just like we find when you wash Netil Sidayim, the drying is part of the process of Netil Sidayim. Notal v'loy nigiv is kilu loy notal. Somebody will wash his hands and not dry them. It's like he's tomei still. So he said, by the mikveh, you also needed sipul. You had to dry your body. He says, if they went in front of the fire straight, the air would dry them. They won't be yotze the tefillah. So they had to dry themselves first. Nagia today, the Maril didn't have it in those days. Today we have air dryers. So according to the Maril, you can't use it. You're not yotze the din of sipul. So he says like this, Boloi v'yoshev le'etzelech v'akoyenim ha'ashom niftochim. He would stay in the Azorah till the gates would open up, Yetziv Oilach, then he would leave. Because he's still a Tful Yom. And now the Mishnah goes, to which this is also going to be my Raya, that the Shmira was attached to the Avoida. The Mishnah puts now, Mi Sheroitze Litroim, anybody wanted to do Trumas Hadeshen, which was the first Avoida of the day, Mashkim the Tovel actually Yova Mamuna. He would go to the mikveh till the Mamuna came. Be'ezei Shah Bo Mamuna. When would this Mamuna come? Says the Mishnah, Loi Kola Ito Shavas. Or Loi Kola Ito Shavas. He didn't come the same time. He wasn't really punctual. Wasn't Yekish. Palmim Ba Mikrei Sagever Samuchloi. Sometimes before, sometimes later. After the Kreis HaGever, that's in the last third of the evening, of the night. So the Ravid says, so how did the guy know? He says, if the Mishnah says, there's no Shah Kavur, he says, Lefikach tzorechu lahashkim litvol bizman muktim. So I learned that this Ravid is really answering a Peladik Akasha. I mean, if you were looking on a resume for a guy to be Mamunim Beis HaMikdash, if you ask me, I would be puzzled for sure, even if I was a Kohen. The first thing would be punctuality. Yitzi could make it. Yeah? That would, L'chaira, the first description should be punctuality. He's in charge of getting things going. The Mishnah says, V'chibeze shah bo'a mamune. Zok the Mishnah, there is no set time. Sometimes he comes earlier, sometimes a little later, sometimes this, sometimes that. What's going on? Why would... Obviously, it's not pshat that he was a shlamazel. Because then you give the job, it's not a shlamazel. This was orchestrated in this way. So I use this Mishnah, and I hold that that's what the Ravid means over here. That's what the Ravid was trying to... When the Brisker Rav was talking about Rav Shimon Shkop, Shimon Shkop was one of the deepest Talmidim of Reb Chaim Brisk. So the Brisker Rav said, why was Reb Shimon Zoicha to be so such a deep, he had perhaps the deepest understanding of Reb Chaim. Why was he Zoicha? The Brisker Rav said about Reb Shimon, he understands my father better than me. That's how deep Reb Shimon was. Said, why was Reb Shimon Zoicha? So he said that in Valozhin, Reb Chaim was not Yekish at all. He was an Ilui with all the trimmings. So they didn't know in Valozhin when he's going to give Shia. It'll be a little earlier, a little later. They didn't know. So basically, they had a simon. When Reb Chaim walked into the building, they would run and tell the Bachram to go into Shia. Because he says, and everybody used to come when he came. They would. He says, Reb Shimon Shkop used to go into the room 5 minutes before the earliest time that my father ever came. He says, because he used to say, I don't want to even miss his b'dichusa. Reb Chaim would come and he'd say a joke when he walked into the room until the shiur starts. He said, I don't want to miss Reb Chaim's joke. I don't miss anything of Reb Chaim. So he said, for that zahiris that he had, that he didn't want to miss anything of Reb Chaim. So I was thinking of pshanas like this. In order to get the first avoda beis hamikdash of the day, you couldn't be somebody that's not waiting for it. So the Mamunah wasn't punctual. Memela, in order to get that avodah, you had to wake up and prepare yourself before the earliest time that he could come. That itself was part of the filtering process of the avodah. If you look at the Ravid, it's so meduyik. Because the Ravid says that when the Mishnah says, the Chibayezer Shobo HaMamunah, the Mishnah is basically saying, how do you know when the Mamunah is coming? He's not punctual. So that's what he says. He says, Hochi Kama. He says, Lefikach, Ein Lech Kach Shor Kavur. There's no set time. Lefikach, Tzerech Lahashkin Velitvo Bizman Muktim Beyesa. You'd have to wake up extra early. Kidei Sheboruch Shelo Yagia Mamunah. To know, make sure that you'll be there before the Mamunah wake comes in. Kidei Sha'at Sheyovi Mamunah Yeitobu Lumuchan Lavoy Desayon. By the time the Mamunah comes, you're ready to roll. Fascinating rivet. But anyway, this is what the Mishnah says. The Mamunah came, v'dofak aleim, he knocked on the gates of the Harabayas, v'ein posulah, they opened it up. Omar lohen, misha tovel, anybody who already did tefila, yovi v'yafayas. Hey, fisu, they did the pious, v'zocha mishazoch. And whoever was eicha, was eicha. So again, the Mishnah's integrating the Shmiras HaMikdash with the avodah and with the goral, with the whole goral, which by the way, according to many Rishonim, the goral was done in the Azara. They bring the pasuk, but basically, kim nahalech beregesh. This was done in the Azara. This goral. What's the hemshech here of what's going on? The Mishnah seems to be saying this is what I want to try to bring out, and I think it's a pashat vort. When we were learning Makkos years ago, David, you were here from, I think you're from the few people that were here from those days, and Moshe, you were here sometimes too in those days. I think everybody else came here. I think it's you came here after Makkos. You weren't even in Avrom and Ahar yet. Makkos was the very first, was it David, 26 years ago, long time ago. So, when we learned the first sugi in Makkos, I asked the Pasha Kasha on the Mishnah. And I'm shocked that the Achronim don't ask the Kasha. To me, it's a Pasha Kasha. The Mishnah says, Ketzer Eid Nasim Zemmin. Right? And the Mishnah says, Midim Oshosha Mengushim Echalutza, Einem Im Yasa Zemengushim Eloi Karbwa. If you testify, if Eidim Zemmin say somebody's a Cholol, we don't make them a Cholol in his place. Like in the Sabbath. And the Gemara then goes through a lengthy Shakal of Taya, why not? Eloi, Loi Veloi Lazaroi. Right? So I asked the Pashto Kasha. How could you make a guy into Ben Grisha Mechalos? That's not an Oynish. That's a Metzis. If somebody's Machayev, somebody Makkos, you could give him Makkos. Somebody's Machayev, somebody else Misa, you give him Misa. How could you make somebody Ben Grisha Mechalos? And the question is really even deeper than that. Because, of course, simplistically, how would you answer the question in a very simplistic way? So, yeah. Nah, it doesn't mean we'll make you a chol. It means we'll give you the penalty. We'll give you the not the dinim because you can't marry apostle people. You're still a kohen,
But you could be metamei l'meisim? No. But you know, we'll give you the penalties. It's deeper than that, because hazama is only on what there was a gemar din on. In other words, if two Edom came to Bezdin, said Reuven was Machal Shabbos, and Bezdin didn't get it, they were Makabal the Edis, but they didn't get a chance yet to pass them, that he's Chayiv Nisim. The halacha is that there's no din of Hazama. So Hazama has very rigid guidelines. We only do Hazama after there was a Gemar Din. Then we take that Gemar Din that was on him and we put on you. So my question is even a bigger pella. Let's say a guy is a real Ben Grusha Ben Chalitz. There's no Gemar Din on that. He is. Bezdin makes a Gemar Din that he's a Chol. It's a fact. If two Edom come over to a guy to tell him you're a Chol, he can't do Avodah Yud, even if they don't go to Bezdin. Right? So what's going on here? There's no. What's Shayach Hazama? But the Gemara in Makkos is very clearly saying that if not for the din of Loi V'Loi L'Zaroi, we would do it. How? How would this work? This is a Merafisik. It's Mamash Merafisik. To me, this is Mamash Merafisik. But then I realized, again, this is a kasha I had for years. It wasn't just a kasha for an hour. For years I had this kasha. Then I realized that there's a relatively simple answer to the kasha. And that is that our elementary understanding of what kahuna is not so pashut. We understand a kohen is automatic. A guy is born from a father's a kohen who didn't marry somebody who's pasul. The kid is a kohen. Now he's worried to do avodah. Simple. It's that simple. But you go through Maseches Yuma, you see that there was a whole process. Number one, there was Mishmoira. There were 24 families that did Avodah. That's number one. The Rambam paskins that if it's not my week to do Avodah, if I belong to week 13, and I walk in the Beis HaMikdash week 20, and I do Avodah, I'm Chayiv Nisim. I'm a Kohen. Chayiv Nisim. If I do avoid in a Mishmer that's not mine, Chayiv Nisim. What do you mean I'm a Kohen? How can I be Chayiv Nisim? You could say it's no good. It's a no-no. I'm a bad guy. I stole the avoider from my friend. Why am I, how am I Chayiv Nisim? But if you look in Makkos, in Yuma, you see that the avoider was always something that was awarded. Which means they always had a goyro. Always. It happens to be, originally the way they did it was there was a race. And they would run. And whoever won the race got the avodah. Then that became a problem, it was sakana. So they made a goyro. But there was always a filtering process to do avodah. Simply you learn, practical. This was practical, you know. Everybody can't do avodah. So you have to have the process. That's mistama how we understand it simply. You look in the Sifri. The Sifri says in Parshas Korach, it says, Avoidas matona eten kunasa. V'azor akor v'yumas. Avoidas matona eten kunasa. Says the Sifri, the avoida is a matona. Has to be given to you. A koyin just means you're a valid candidate for the avoida to be given to you. You passed the first test. You've been validated as a kohen. Now you could do avoida. Now you potentially could do avoida. But now, says the Sifri, Yochol ba'alvuvye, I would think it could be a challenge, this kohen, that whoever wants, avoida. No. Avoida is matona etin kunas. So now there's a filtering process. What makes you into a kohen? A kohen oivit. Let's call it a kohen oivit. What gives you the right to do avodah? Comes out that if Reuven HaKohen goes out of his week and he goes in to do avodah somebody else's week, really he's like a Zohar. He doesn't have a right to do avodah. He doesn't have a right to do avodah, he's a Zohar. Zohar, by the way, doesn't mean a non-Kohen. Zar means a stranger. It means you don't belong here. You don't belong here. The Gemara says in Makkos that if a Kohen eats from the basar of a korban before Zrikas Dam, he's over the kol zar lo yechal kodesh. He's not a zar. He is a zar. Because until he's validated to eat the korban, he's a zar. And that's what the Rambam means, that if you do avoid it, not you're weak. Lagabi that, you're a zar. Lagabi that, you're a zar. So I was thinking of Zaydach Poshet. If Bezdin Paskins, that a guy is a cholol, so now he loses his right to be chosen to do avodah. He can't do avodah. He can't be picked. He loses his chus. We say, what do you mean? Either you are or you're not. No. Avodah's matone etin kunas. That's already like a job on the Bezdin Shel Kohanim. That is a Bezdin jurisdiction. Bezdin does have control over which Kohen could be given that chus. Now we revoke you of that schus. That is a Bezdin issue. Guy says, yeah, but genetically, I understand genetically. We're not taking your genes away from you. Genetically is genetically. But after the genetics, there's avodas matona. Then there's a din that we gift you with avoda. So you become possible for that. That is a Bezdin jurisdiction. That is a Bezdin jurisdiction. And the mail on that, it's shaykh to do by a season like Kashal Zama. When Bezdin Paskins, somebody a Ben Gushim and Chalutze, right, there is really a Gemal Din. The Gemal Din is that he cannot be given Avoida. Now, what would be if Klapi Shmaya Galia, I'm not talking about the case of Makkos, he's really not a chol, and he would do Avoida, he'd be Chayv Nisim. Because he's not being awarded Avoida. So that step from being a Kohen to being awarded Avoida is in the jurisdiction of Bezdin. That's what I'm trying to say. There's a barrier where Bezdin could intervene. And on that, there's a din Eino Imrim. Eino Imrim Yasas Eben Gushim Echalusatach. We don't say we take the zchus from these Kohenim to be awarded Avodah away from them. Why? Ask the Gemara, why not? Loi v'loi l'zavai. Because then we would have to make the children also. We can't do that. But again, it's not a genetic issue. It's not a genetic issue. The genetics, we can't play with the genes. Doesn't matter. Comes out, really, that the way we're learning now, Shmiras HaMikdash is really a chelek of the Avodah Beis HaMikdash, part of the responsibility. It's not Klal Yisrael's responsibility. It's the Kohen HaOvid's responsibility. That the Kohen HaOvid, and that's why if you look at the Rosh, just take a quick look at the Rosh, at the beginning of the Masechta. The Rosh says, HaKohanim Shomrim beBeis HaMikdash, Ad Seif HaProkim Perim Shosh Mekoyim HaKohanim Shomrim, Shimur Zeh, Eino Mishum Chishuv Gnevi, this we did 2 weeks ago, Dein Anias B'mokam HaShiros, Elo Gezeres HaKosav V'Dichsiv V'Shomru, V'Gam, Kovid HaMikdash, and then he says like this, Shelo Yosichu Daito Mimena, there's a din you're not supposed to misich Das. Not by Yoim and not by Laila. So on the one hand, the Shmira was at night, like most of the Rishonim say. Right? The Shmira was at night. Most of the Rishonim hold there was no Shmira at all by day. The Mefarah says there was Shmira by day, but most of the Rishonim hold the Shmira was only at night. The Ravid also says, Balaila. The Rosh is really answering that question. Why was the Shmira only by night? Should be by day too. Zok the Rosh, because the reason of the Shmira was Shelo Yosichu Daito Mimenu Loi B'Yoyim V'Loi B'Laila, and now he brings a pasuk from Tanakh. Dichsiv B'Yoyoda Ushmartem Es Mishmeres Habayis Misach. The Kohanim are told, don't take your mind off the Beis Hamikdash. Memela, by day, they're busy with Avodah. They're not taking their mind off the Beis Hamikdash. At night, Technically, the family of Kahanim that's working based on English, they have a day job. They don't have a night job. Kamsa Torah says no. Don't take your mind away from the Beis HaMikdash, not by day and not by night. By day, you're not taking your mind off because it's active. You're working there. Your mind is, the Kohen, when he's bringing the Chatas, the Oil, and the Shlomim, his mind is on the Beis HaMikdash. But at night, that's what the Rosh is saying. Lo yasichu daitam, not by Yoim and not by Laila. Okay? Who is that on? That's on the Kohanim, that their job is to do Avodah this week. That's why Shmiras HaMikdash was not a year-round job. It was on those Kohanim that watched. That's the reason also why it's here in Maseches Tamid, as an introduction to the Korban Tamid, because this was the sole responsibility of the Anshei Mishmar, their job. And by the way, how meduyik it is that that's what we call them, Anshei Mishmar. That's their name. Their name, it's not Anshei Avoida, it's Anshei Mishmar. Because their title represents their 24-hour duty. Their 24-hour duty, the way Russia's explaining, is this week, you're in charge of everything that goes on in Beis HaMikdash. And part of that job is, you can't have Hesach Hadas, not by day, not by night. So the Shmira really was to complete the picture. The Shmir was to complete the picture. Was not a chiv on Klal Yisrael. It was a din on the Kohanim, and that's why the Rosh brings ki dechsiv b'yoyoda. He brings this pasuk from Tanakh, yoyoda ha-kohen, that you should watch. You can't be misich das. It's almost in order to do avodah, in order to be roy. And that's why the Mishnah leads straight from Shmira to the Goyrol to the avodah. It's all one package. Now, if that's the case, we could say that this was a umbrella obligation on the family of the Kohanim, that their job was that week in Beis HaMikdash. So it wasn't a separate thing that had to be miskayim. Memela, we could take Reb Chaim's teretz now and use it even for Ketanim. Because the Shmira was just a way of reflecting that we're not Mesich Das. Our mind is not off the Mikdash. We're continuing the... So, of course, they had Gedolim. And they had Ketanim also. Because it was reflective of this Mishmer saying, our mind is on the Beis HaMikdash. It's a 24-hour-7 job that we have, that our family has. And that would explain also why L'kuli Alma, they didn't have to be 20. Why didn't have to be 20? All the other Avodas were 20. Because this was, this Kiyum was just a way, there's a Tanai that this family can't be Misich Das. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there has to be a 24/7 responsibility on the Anshei Mishmar, not to be Misich Das on the Beis HaMikdash. And again, this answers all the kashas, really. It answers all the kashas. It also answers why today the whole thing is not Negeah. We have no Anshei Mishmar, we have no Avodah, it's a chelik of the whole package of the thing. I want to finish more, but I have a bris I still have to go to, so I'm gonna. I told David that next week we're gonna start giving. I'm gonna start giving my Makomos Naftali. He'll put it up. I'm gonna start giving it after each week after the shir, so that the Olam can prepare. So next week we're going to be doing the from the Gemara. Obviously, we're gonna start the Gemara, and we're gonna go until. Chavches Omer Aleph, where it says, one second, let me give you the exact, not Chavches, I'm sorry, Chavzayin. I'm sorry, I got you scared there. Chavzayin Omer Aleph, till the two dots. In other words, we're going to chop a blot next week. So it says, Lo yehoyu yishenim, by the two dots, Loihoyu Yeshain and Bevigde Kodesh. Till there, we're going to be going to next week. And let me just give you some of the Ma'ar Makomos. We're going to be going into Kohanim and Levim and the split responsibility between the Kohanim and the Levim. So I'm going to give you some Ma'ar Makomos to look up as well.
First of all, the sugya in Yevamos, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara there goes into the giving Maaser Rishon to a Kohen, where the line between the Kohen and the Levi is, meaning normally Maaser Rishon is supposed to go to Levim. The Gemara in Yevamos Pei Vav says that Ezra came and he gave the Maaser to the Kohanim, which obviously that seems to prove that the Levi is also a Kohen. That's the whole Hemshech of our sugi is going to talk about that the Kohanim are also Levim. It's one shevet l'gabi certain halachas. So if you're going into that, I would like the Olam to look up the first Mishnah in Maseches Midas with the Rishonim over there. Also the Gemara in Zvachim Kuf Aleph in Maseches Midas with the Rishonim. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. Okay? And there was another Mar Makam that I wanted the Olam to do. Zvachim Kuf Aleph. One second, I typed that another Mar Makam I wanted the Olam to see. Okay, the Rambam in the Klei HaMikdash, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, and the Kesef Mishnah there. Okay. I should be finished in an hour. So an hour is fine.